This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Just talking about Terry McLaurin and what kind of extension he might get on the heels of the Ja'Marr Chase extension, the T. Higgins extension, too. The T one is also one to watch, by the way, because depending on where that number comes in, I do wonder if Terry and his agent are like, look, we know T. Higgins is great. We know he's younger, all that kind of stuff, but I'm a number one. He's a number two. I ain't getting paid less than that dude. So does that reset the market in some way? I think that's probably an important point to point out. But then, Anthony, you asked an interesting question. If, let's say, Deebo Samuel goes out and has 300 yards rushing, 700 yards receiving, scores some touchdowns, like, and just has an undeniable impact on the Commanders' offense. It's very, very clear that they made the right decision in trading for him. He can get back to a 2023 Deebo level, and he's a perfect fit here, right? How much is that worth? And then how much is that worth in conjunction with Terry? Like, are you willing to cross that $50 million threshold for two receivers where, especially, let's say Terry winds up getting $32 million and then Deebo wants $20 for two more years, right? Are you okay paying $52 million a year for two guys at the receiver position? And here's my answer. Yep. No question about it. And it's very simple. Jaden Daniels is currently the greatest discount in football. If he's a top five quarterback like he was last year, that's a $60 million player who you're paying less than $20 million until his extension, right? Until the final year, his fifth year option, he's making less than $20 million. Next year, I think he's making eight or so on the cap. So if you have that much extra room, and the most important piece is that guy, is Jaden. Why wouldn't you do everything possible to make sure that he's comfortable until you're basically paying him to carry the team? You're not paying him to carry the team yet, so don't make him. Do everything you can to support him and know that when he's reaching the peak of his powers, yeah, you're probably going to take some discount somewhere else and have to hit a couple of things and all that kind of stuff. But I just don't think that they're not in a cap situation, especially also, Anthony, because they don't have any big money players that they have to re-sign. Like, there's no outside. Quan Martin is the next guy who gets extended, I think, for them. Sam Cosmi and Quan Martin are the only two Rivera-era draft picks that are probably going to get even decent money, nevertheless. And, like, safeties cost nothing. So, like, there's no one currently that they're talking about having an extension with. Like, the next guy who's going to get a massive extension for them is probably Jaden Daniels, unless, like, Marshawn Lattimore reverts to an all-pro level in 2025. So, they have the room. And at that point, why not just do things that are good? And I think that's one thing I respect about the Bengals, although I think they did it in the dumbest way possible, because they could have made this decision a year ago and saved money, a lot of money. But they're leaning into their strength. Like, we're going to be super strong where our super strength is, and we're going to make sure that our quarterback, who's the best thing we got going for us, can be the best version of himself. And for that reason, yeah, if Debo, and again, this is not a debate about what Debo is going to be. This is saying, if Debo goes out and balls out, would you pay Debo again in 2026? And my answer is, without hesitation, yes.
Yeah, I would agree as well. Just because, again, and we've touched on it throughout the entire offseason, right now we don't have players that, you know, we can invest in, you know, long term. A lot of the guys we've signed and traded for are on one-year deals. So, If Debo, if Marshawn, if some of the guys that we've brought in, you know, go out there and, you know, produce the way we've seen them produce, like, I would be comfortable giving those guys, you know, contract extensions while Jaden Daniels is still, you know, a bargain for us.
For sure. Now, am I saying go get Debo $30
million? No.
Like, no. But Debo, unless Debo goes out as 2021 Debo, but, like, that player was a one-year wonder. Like, 1,400 yards receiving is not going to be on Debo Samuel's plate in 2025, barring something miraculous happening. That would be sick. That's a problem I would love to have. I would love to have, oh, my God, 2021 Debo somehow made an appearance. But we're talking about a $20 to $22-23 million player, maybe, which is not nothing. But also, the salary cap is going to continue to rise at these astronomical rates because all this Netflix money and all this other stuff is coming in. And, you know, these big money deals, so to speak, that look like big money now are going to become bargains in a couple of years. So I think that's probably worth mentioning as well, is like how the cap rises means that you've got extra space that you weren't necessarily counting on. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, every single year we try to give you the entire bracket analysis in one spot, 25 minutes, with our good friend Kevin Brown. Can we do it again for the third year in a row? Find out next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.